Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Bulls Nation? Welcome into the CHGO Bulls podcast presented to you by PointsBet. Don't forget that promo code CHGO when you sign up to live your bet life. I'm Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. That's my guy, Big Dave, back in studio at Bowl, BNWL Sports on Twitter. And his last day in studio before jetting off back to Brazil, Will the Goat Golly on Twitter at Won Golly. Oh, look at that.
Farewell to the goat. This is so dramatic. This is like when I said breaking news and like Dante.
Kevin Herter has been traded. When did you join the Brazilian national soccer team? I did not know that.
I'm going for tryouts.
Oh, you're going for tryouts? Yeah, okay. Yeah. World Cup is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Are you going to make the World Cup squad?
I think I'll be there.
Think you'll be there?
In Qatar.
He does. Jetting off to Qatar after your Brazil visit?
You don't have these thighs for no reason. All right. He's got to put them to use, man.
If I could only have Patrick Williams' thighs, I think I'd be in good shape for the World Cup.
Goodness that's all we're gracious. Trying to do, man.
So we are here in studio having some fun today. We got our producer and our pal Joey hanging out with us as well. We already have people in the comments saying that they missed you, Dave, while
you were
gone.
Thank you.
I mean, you were still in the magic bubble, but it's just not quite the same as being in your actual presence. I've learned that over the years.
Thank you, Matt. That's very kind to say, man. Yeah.
Although I'm not super happy about what's going to happen right now.
That's right. I had to come up out of here and do this today. I'm very excited. Thank y'all for tuning into this because this has been put off for a while.
Episode.
Yes, it's been put off for a while.
We're not going to talk a whole lot of hoops today, just as a warning.
Yeah, just letting y'all know. So if you want to laugh and have some fun.
We're going to have some foolishness. We're basically going to treat this like a Friday fun day.
Yeah. So get ready for fun. And it starts now. Oh, my God. where's my neuralizer? Where is it? It's all right.
Michael in the comments said, what's going on?
It's Saturday. Thank you all. Thank
We're
you,
about to turn Matt into a health and fitness influencer.
Oh, give me some of that. And it starts.
There's a whole shelf of Athletic Greens sitting over there. I saw we got a re-up inventory.
So the thing is, we got to 4,000 followers, and thank you all very much for that. And we said if we get to 4,000, Matt will eat something healthy. And we thought we were going to do it in Vegas, and Vegas turned into be Vegas. And then last week I was out. And so now, since Will is about to leave, we're going to do this today. So before I get into that, I do want to say this, because I've been thinking on it.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what are you going to do, Dave? What are you going to do when we hit a certain number? What are you going to do? I thought about it. I know Will's Kyle Korver at 6. Mm-hmm. So I thought about this. I said, what don't I want to do?
Be negative for a day?
No, I can do that.
I suggested sit down and eat a nice juicy steak, and you didn't want to have anything to do with that.
But it's not negative. I like steak. Like it's not that I don't eat it because I don't like
it. Then eat one.
It's awesome. But yeah, can I get it medium well? No. See? Exactly.
No.
See what I mean? So exactly.
No.
I stand with you on the steak thing, but I will not tolerate medium well.
No.
No?
No.
All right.
It's like eating a charcoal briquette. Get that out of here.
So
what did you come up with?
What I'm going to do is when we get to 7,000.
7,000?
I was going to say 8, but I'm going to say 7. When we get to 7,000. No, we'll get to 7 because Will's going to go first. Will's. I don't want to step in between Will. Oh, I can say 5. Actually, you know what?
If you said 5. Will at 6, then what? We got to do
I'll
something
say 5.
At 5.
You're right.
Thank
I'll say
you.
5.
Or we could go 4, 6, 8.
I thought about that, but I thought that would be too much. And I was like, I just
want to set the bar high.
Yeah. I just want to get there. I just want to do it. You know what I mean?
Let's hear it and then decide.
I will do the entire show in the Tigers and Tukes outfit.
Oh! Done. I was actually just washing mine the other day.
Why?
Well, no, why? Because I only put it on once since it arrived for that photo op.
Yeah.
Fresh out of the bag it arrived in.
Yes.
And then was like, I should just run through the wash once.
Just once?
Just because.
Well, I'm going to have to wash
and
mine.
And then I thought, when and how am I going to get Dave to wear this outfit with me for a full show?
I will wear it for...
And here you presented yourself.
I will show up in it. I will wear it the entire time, and I will go home in it. I will wear it that whole day. And Lord knows, and Matt knows, I do not want to put this thing on ever again.
It's your fault. You're the one who told me to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine in the first place.
I accept
that. It's your fault that I decided to buy us those outfits.
I accept that. I wanted you to have happiness in your life, and now it has turned and showed its ugly head on me. So that is what I'll do. I will wear that the entire day. When we get to 5,000, I'll
deal.
Do it at 5,000.
5,000 makes sense for that.
I'll do it at 5,000. I'll wear it the entire
get
show.
Us there. Get us there, people.
I don't want to see this at all.
Tell your friends and family. Tell the other Bulls fans in your life to follow CHGO_Bulls on Twitter.
But we are at 4,000, guess what we're doing today? So I got to hook up my man right here, Matty Legend over here, Legend.
This is giving me big Dirk Nowitzki walks in the tunnels with a
does Matt
paper
get to
plate with tinfoil on it.
Does he get to chase whatever this is with like a spoonful?
He can chase it with whatever he wants to.
With a spoonful of his preserves?
He can't. He can chase it with whatever he likes. He can chase it with whatever he wants
to. I do have some Maker's Mark in the cabinet above the sink. I might need some of that. Or at least a cold beer.
What I got, Matt, here.
What is this?
Is a wonderful veggie burger croissant.
Oh,
get a look at it, y'all. Look at that, Will.
Honestly, it looks pretty good.
You're damn right it does. It looks pretty good.
It looks good.
Veggie burger croissant with that cheese on it too, Matt. With that cheese on it.
Oh, my God.
With that egg on that too. I did that all for you, Matt.
I'm holding back.
Yeah. This is for you, Matt. You don't have to eat both. You don't have to eat both.
There's no way in hell I'm choking down that whole thing.
You pick one that you want. You see, you pick the smaller one for you right there. So you're looking out. And I put egg on it just for you. I did all
Where's
that.
It from?
I'll tell you if he... If
Can I get a napkin in case I need to spit this out?
Go ahead, Matt. Enjoy that.
All right. Here Enjoy that.
So dramatic.
Yes, he is.
God, it looks terrible.
So dramatic.
It smells terrible.
Look how he bit it.
Have an open mind. Come on.
He know he like it. Come on.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, come on.
Where's the burger? Where's the sausage? Where's the bacon? Where's anything that makes this a sandwich?
It's a veggie burger, man.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. With the egg and everything on it.
I ate one bite. Is that enough?
No.
I gotta eat this whole thing?
You gotta take another bite. Then you can put it away. There you go.
That was a legit bite.
That's a legit bite.
The first
I will
one,
let it
I'm
go.
Not sure.
Let it go. There
really
it
putting
is.
Putting those acting chops to get used
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he is. Hey, this is why he's here. Not on the big screen. Doing that kind of acting right there.
At least there's bread.
There's bread.
Get rid of some of the veggies of it.
He said, at least there's bread on it, man.
Where'd you say this is from?
That is from a place that I frequent all the time. It is called Chef Sarah. Shout out to Chef Sarah on 71st and Exchange. They do wonderful stuff up in there. Actually, you go in there and you say David sent you. They'll know exactly who you're talking about.
The croissant is good. Do they make their own croissants?
I brought this, too, because I knew the goat was leaving.
What is that?
So I wanted to get the goat something because he hits it a little more healthier than Matt. This, sir, is a spinach quesadilla.
Ooh. Are we eating this right now?
You can have some. Go ahead.
Let's go.
A spinach quesadilla with the sauce. You don't need the sauce if you don't want it.
This is a special occasion.
But that is the spinach. Put that there. Go ahead.
Remember yesterday when I just dropped my computer on the floor? I need to be careful.
Who was bringing their dog to the office for a while there? Who
Natalie.
Because I need to feed
Natalie?
Natalie.
The rest of this needs to be fed to a dog. Although I wouldn't be surprised if a dog took a sniff and was like, no, fuck that. I'm not eating this.
He is true to his brand.
I ate two bites.
He was true to his brand, and I'm very proud of him. He ate two bites of that, man. Look at Will. You see what Will say? Tastes That's amazing. Delicious.
We got the CEO of the company right here. He's probably like, what the hell am I paying these guys for?
And then he's like, well, yeah, this was it. Yeah, this is what it was about. Yeah. That is delicious. I know it is. Thank you, Matt, for doing
You're
that,
welcome.
For paying in on your debt.
Y'all just
you
saw
made a
something
dream come
that
true.
No one has seen, which yes. is me eating a menu item from a restaurant
yes.
that has no actual meat in it.
It was a beautiful thing. Shout out again to Chef Sarah, 71st and Exchange. Y'all head over
Shout
there, check
out.
Them out.
Your
they
croissants
do breakfast
are good.
Lunch.
Try putting some meat in them.
They got meat. They do. And they have meat.
And you couldn't bring me that.
I could not. That was not part of the bet.
Hey,
sorry, Lawrence.
There?
I didn't mean to throw my hat at you.
You see what this is?
There? You're just sitting
you
right there. You were in the collateral damage zone
in
of my frustration
area.
Just now.
And doing that.
We're done with that.
Hey, could you take this, please? Here. Oh, unless you
want to. No, I want to spill it. I'm worried about spilling.
Have you
say hi
too.
To Lawrence, everybody.
Hey, hi to Lawrence there.
Hey.
Hey. Food Smile. Cleaner upper.
What else we got? Anything good?
These are veggie burgers. You can have this veggie burger, sir.
It's got a croissant. Like, I don't know.
Damn right it does.
Crazy.
All right.
Most people like that kind
Thank
of thing.
Thank you very Most people love
Dave,
that kind of thing.
Dave, I actually think that this is an excellent segue into your beautiful game.
You are absolutely right, young Joey.
We're playing a new game today.
Main man Joey with the segue. He's been hanging around.
Oh, there's a drum roll
Young
for the
Peck
new game.
Right here. It is time for the brand new game, ladies and gentlemen. Gather around because it's this man right here. What does Peck hate? More. Oh, yes, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, as you all know.
Look at this graphic work from Joey.
Yes.
Oh, the smoke coming out
yes,
of the ears.
Yes, Joey. Yes.
I love the game show font.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah, I told him to give me something, and I let him run with it.
Now
man,
airing at 1 a.m. on the Game Show Network.
What's Peck hate more?
Thanks, Lawrence.
I would definitely watch that at 1 a.m. on the Game Show Network. So, how this works is I am going to give Thrillennium over here two things that young Matthew Peck hates. He hates a lot. He'll give you two things.
I got a lot of hate in my heart.
He's got a lot. He's got a lot to give. And he's going to guess which one that he hates more. Matt is going to let us know which one of these things that he hates more. Will, how do you feel about this?
I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to not do so great at this.
Okay.
There's so much hate to go around. So,
tons.
We'll see.
There's for the record, there's also plenty of love that
there's
goes around.
Plenty of love.
There is. There's
Most
plenty of love.
The stuff I hate
this
is just
game
trivial
is not
and stupid.
Which thing does Matt love more?
No.
It's which thing does Matt hate more?
That's a Dave game. You know, it was Dave
that
love.
That is
more.
A Dave game. We can yes. play that another time.
It's a Dave game. I got a game for you, too. I got an idea. I'll tell you about Here it off go. The show. I got an idea for you.
Wait, but hold on.
Will love
Shout
more.
Out to Michael.
Small ball or tall ball?
Michael in the comments, you're right, I do hate tofu, but shout out to you if that's a Doug Funny reference. Because I think he just, wasn't it, what was the name of the band in Doug? The Beats? They had a song called
Anybody?
Killer Tofu.
Doug?
Yeah.
Band and Doug, anybody?
Oh,
anybody?
Joey's for sure too young
anybody?
To remember
Joey,
Doug.
Joey, you got it?
I got nothing.
You didn't watch Doug?
No. We didn't watch that. I didn't have cable like that.
There was a band that they all loved in the show Doug, and the name of the band was The Beats, and they had a song called Killer Tofu.
Killer Tofu. All right. Well, we're going to do it like this. Joey, can I have...
That is true. I just fact-checked.
Thank
you. Fact-checked.
Right
Told you.
Joey,
all right.
can I have
okay, The first matchup, sir.
Can right. I have the first matchup?
I'm going to write down my answer so I can't cheat and change my mind.
I love that it's vegetables and
Boom.
A mixed jersey.
Oh. That's your matchup.
Oh, God.
Veggie burger or salmon burger? Matt hates them both so damn much. But... which one does he hate more? Have you got your answer written down?
I got
down,
my
man?
Answer
He's
written
got it
down.
Written down. Will, which one does Peck hate more?
Based on the reaction to the veggie burger you just fed him and the fact that salmon is of an animal, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with veggie burger.
Veggie burger is his answer.
Final answer. Unless this is a
Final
trick
answer.
Question, but I'm sticking with veggie.
All right, he's going with veggie burger. Matt?
Can we get a drum roll?
There it is, veggie. He said it.
Started off
It
easy.
Is veggie. You got that
Started
one.
Started off
You
easy.
Got that
I don't
one.
Know, baby.
All right.
I think both concepts are
well
dumb. I don't think you should be allowed to call it a burger unless it's made of a cow. Maybe, you know, like a bison burger
what about turkey
in
burgers?
The family. No, not even turkey.
Okay.
Don't give me something called a turkey burger. Don't you dare give me something called turkey bacon.
What about...
But at least, like, I don't hate always having an occasional piece of, like, nice, fresh salmon. Like, I would always prefer a piece of a cow or a pig.
Mm-hmm. Pray for this man's arteries.
Amen.
Can I ask you, when's the last time you've had a veggie burger?
And blood pressure for that.
What the hell is that? What do you call that you just forced me to eat? That's a fucking veggie burger
That's
right
my
there.
Point right there. You're a grown man, and that is your first time taking two
he's
bites of a veggie
He's
burger.
Having withdrawal.
That's first time.
Withdrawal symptoms.
First time. Come on, man.
I'm going to go to a Portillo's when I leave the office today.
It's been enough. Just drown me in a vat of chocolate.
Had enough of this bullshit.
Bacon grease down my gullet. All right.
Thank you, Old Buckness. Fish are the vegetable of meat.
Oh, let's get to the second one. Let's get to number two.
What's up next?
Great job,
Will. Fish are the vegetable.
There
of
it
meat.
Is, right there. Dumb Bucks fans or dumb Knicks fans. What does Peg hate more? Because we know he's got issues
he's got
with those Buck fans. He's got tons of hate. You call what'd you call Grayson Allen?
Captain Dipshit?
Captain Dipshit is Grayson Allen. And he has no love for the Knicks. And I mean at all. The man was kicked out of the Garden. We're talking plenty of crap.
The Peck anger meter actually started after the Knicks game because he was so pissed.
I'll say this. If you were to take the height of Matt's hate for Bucks, that is Grayson Allen, and to cancel it out with the getting kicked out of the Garden, which is the height of his hate for the Knicks.
Yes.
I think there's still more hate on the Knicks side.
Oh, so you're going with Knicks.
So I'm going with Knicks.
Final answer, sir?
Final answer, sir.
Matt, the answer?
Bucks.
Wow. Bucks is the answer. Oh.
I'm stunned.
You know why?
Is it just because of the playoffs?
It's tight. And it's not just because of this most recent playoff series. It's because I, at least at my depths, appreciate and respect how much Knicks fans care and have always cared.
Okay.
Knicks fans are loyal as hell. They're dumb, but they're loyal as hell. Bucks fans were invented in 2014. Like, yeah, I know they got one with a young Kareem before he finally escaped the godforsaken land that is Wisconsin. But Bucks fans talk so much shit, and they're not even real fans. Knicks fans are real. Dumb, but real. Bucks fans, not even real. Bucks fans, get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
And there's the answer. You don't know.
Wow.
See, that's why I love this
you
game so
know,
much, man.
Now you know.
You don't know, now you know. You learn so much about the hate that he holds in
I still
heart.
Don't know if I believe that, though.
See, okay. Another stipulation / clarification. Which team do I hate more? Knicks. For sure, Knicks.
Okay. But that wasn't the question.
Which
that
fans question. Do I hate more?
Yes.
Bucks fans.
Correct.
All right. I will say, I think the difference between Bucks fans on Twitter versus Bucks fans in real life is significant, whereas Knicks fans in real life and on Twitter are both dumb and crazy. Sorry, Knicks fans.
# semantics.
You know what? Like, ask me a month from now and I might have a different answer. But right now, I hate Bucks fans more than I hate Knicks fans.
All right.
That's true. His mentions say so. So, yes.
Trending the wrong direction.
You're in one.
Hey,
one to one.
You're one for two.
You're one for 2%.
50% shooter.
That's
from
not
deep.
Bad.
Okay. You know what? I'll take that.
So, this
true,
is.
True shooting percentage still high.
This is the third question, sir. This is
out
a big
of how
one
many?
For you. It's three. It's three questions.
Three total.
Three questions.
All right.
But I might surprise you.
Oh, God.
Just stay tuned. There are three questions, though. We ready for the third?
Hit me with it.
Joey, please. What does he hate more, LeBron James or Chris Paul? Now, you've been around him to know enough. He hates both of these people. This is a tough question for me, even that, because I have heard hours and hours of hate about LeBron James and hours of hate about Chris Paul. So I am very confused. This is a pick'em for me.
This is a cruel and unusual question. The answer is clearly yes. However, if you make me pick one.
Got to pick one.
I'm going to go with Chris Paul.
Okay.
Hear me out.
I'll hear you out, sir.
At the end of the day, I think you have some respect for how good LeBron is. Whereas I don't think, because Chris Paul's never won a championship, I think you're just not there.
Look at his face.
I've heard you talk so much shit about Chris Paul in the past week.
Yes.
Like, unprompted hate for Chris Paul. And yes, LeBron just ripped your heart out for 15 years.
He did.
And that hurts, but I think you still have some respect for him.
Okay.
And I also think the fact that we had Joakim talking shit to LeBron maybe makes you feel a little bit better about him.
I like where you're coming from.
And I think I'm wrong based on your facial.
I mean,
reaction,
you never know. You don't judge me by
I'm,
this.
I'm sticking with my guns here. I'm going Chris Paul.
All right. He's going Chris Paul. Matt.
Chris Paul in seven.
Which one do you hate more?
Well, one of the reasons why he is the GOAT is that his first impulse answer was yes. And that's what I wrote.
Yes.
Yes, I hate them both. It's hard to decide. I hate both of them, and my hate for both of them is just and valid, and I hate them for the reasons okay. that you explained that I hate them.
I had to choose.
He did have to choose.
You have to choose.
I agree with him on that, man. I agree with him. He had the spirit of the game, the integrity
but
of the game.
Let it be known that I did be say besmirched. Yes, and that counts.
You Look, did.
Okay.
You and did. I'll give you half a point for saying
I'll,
yes.
I mean, I'll take what I can
I'll take
get.
The half. Yes.
He said the word yes as his first answer. I wrote yes.
He
as
said,
my
but
first.
However, yeah, okay. if I've got to choose. And so he went and he chose and gave a beautiful diatribe and as to
a
why.
A diatribe.
As
LeBron
I was
there.
Writing this down, I promise,
Someone
I was thinking
Googled
in my
diatribe.
Brain, if I flash the answer yes and then they force me to choose, I knew what my answer was.
So?
And I'm sorry. It's LeBron.
Wow. It's LeBron.
It's LeBron.
Wow.
You're I'm not shook. Wrong to say that I have a little bit more respect for him than I do for Chris Paul. I mean, he is a four-time champion.
He is.
League MVP.
Yes.
All of these accolades that Chris Paul does not have. But and like there's a lot of overlapping. They both, you know, flop like crazy. Mm-hmm. They LeBron's not a dirty player in the ways that Chris Paul has been
I
proven to
might,
be a dirty player.
I thought that might push the needle.
Mm-hmm. But he is also still just a real big douchebag. And just the way that he handles himself on the floor. He also knocked the Bulls out of the playoffs how many times as we were trying to get back to NBA glory
Quite
the first time since the dynasty ended?
Quite a few. Yes.
I had to watch him and the Cavs beat the Bulls in round one in 2010.
Yes.
I had to watch the Bulls lose to him and the Heatles in the conference finals in 2011.
Yes.
I had to watch the Bulls without Derek and that scrappy tryhard team lose to him in the conference semis again, and the Heatles again in 13.
Yes.
And then I had to watch him hit that shot in game four back with the Cavs in 2015.
Yeah.
He's knocked my team out of the playoffs all those times. And all the while doing it while dancing and prancing around. All the shit that caused Joakim to label him and that team Hollywood as hell, which was an accurate statement. Of course it's LeBron. God, counting down the days until he hangs him up and retires. Get out of here.
Careful with that. The LeBron farewell tour is going to be fucking horrible.
Dude, I'm going to put myself in some kind of like cryo frozen chamber.
It's going to be crazy.
Wake me up when that shit's over.
Now, Will, I'll tell you this. You have answered 2 out of 3 correct. You did a great job.
I feel like I got 2 of 4.
Okay, but I'll tell you this. You can stop here or... or...
Is there a bonus round?
There's more.
Or you can go for the bonus question and win the big super grand prize, which is a trip to Brazil.
You sound like Luke Stuckmeyer on beer money.
Oh,
would,
shout
would
out.
You like to risk
hey, man.
Your money and
Wait,
go
does
for
that
it
mean
it
you're
going
to pay for my ticket? You're going to reimburse me?
It's already done. It's already taken care of. Just go to the airport.
You're I'm guessing he already has
already
his
did.
Flight.
Oh, yeah. Already did that. Already took care
my
of it. Already took care of it. Yeah, just go to the airport. You're good.
Okay.
Go to the airport. Check in. You're good. You're already set up.
I'm not feeling confident that I'm going to get it right. But for the content, I'm going to go for
He's
it.
He's going to go for the bonus question. Joey, are you prepared for the bonus question, sir? Are you prepared?
Oh, my God.
There is your bonus question. Gar Foreman.
So good.
Or, thank you. Gar Foreman or Dwayne Wade. I know my guy, man.
These are like when Vegas sets the totals for NBA teams, and it's like 41.5, and the team wins 40 or 42 games. It's just that... Okay, so Gar or D-Wade?
The tons of hate he has
Dude,
for them both
that's a tough one.
Are ridiculous.
That's
Matt
a tough
hates
one.
That I'm cool with both of them. He can't stand it. He hates when I tell him I talk to Gar for him. He can't stand it.
All right, let
he
me
hates
ask
that
you
I
this.
Had a Wade shirt. He hates that also. He hates all of it. This is the bonus question, sir. Will the thrill. Please tell us, GOAT. Is it Gar or is it Wade?
Let me ask you this, Matt. Do you have an answer to this?
I do.
Okay. And you knew
I
do. It,
I thought about it for like 10 seconds, and I got an answer written down.
got an answer written down. Okay.
Got an answer written down.
Gar Foreman or Dwayne Wade.
Which one does he hate more? And you know he's going to yell about this for the next
yeah, the
5 minutes.
If the hat didn't already come off.
It's already off. Joey, can you grab that hat for one more time?
He can get it and throw it again.
It's a tough day for my hat.
It's been two hat throws already.
We're
not even out of the first. Joey don't even know we're going to the gym. He's getting his workout today.
Look at my face right now.
I know it's hard. I know it's hard, man. That's why it's the bonus question, man.
I think D-Wade.
You say D-Wade. Explain.
I think so. I think D Wade was obviously also a part of kicking the Bulls out of the playoffs multiple times.
He was.
Matt hates the D Wade Bulls season more than just about anything.
Yes, he does.
I can think of.
Yes, he does.
Probably more than Chris Paul and LeBron combined.
Ooh, that's saying a lot.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know you don't love Gar either, but at least that era is gone. I think you still have residual hate for D-Wade that you're hanging on to.
All right.
I think also based on the fact that it was LeBron and not Chris Paul, I'm leaning towards Dwayne Wade, but I'm prepared to be wrong about
that. All right. His answer is Dwayne Wade. People in the comments, a couple of them have said Gar.
Gar brought in Dwayne Wade.
He did.
I thought that was a logical.
He brought in, and that was one of the reasons Matt hated him also, is because he did that. So, yeah, like, it's a pick-up question, man. But Matt Peck has an answer. Matt, what do you hate more?
Gotta be Gar.
Gar! It's Gar!
How is it not Gar?
Oh.
Look,
dude,
yeah.
You hate D-Wade so much.
I hate him a lot.
You hate a lot of things.
I hate a lot of things.
I was really prepared to be wrong on that one, and I was.
Matt, expand on your point, sir.
As Joey noted, who brought Wade here? And look, that's the counterpoint when anytime somebody's like, well, why do you hate Wade so much? It's not like, you know, him coming here was all his fault. Blame the Bulls front office for making that really dumb decision. Oh, I do. I for sure do. And that was one of many things that Gar chose not to say in the tenure that he was here that I cannot ever get behind, and maybe someday I will get over.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not over it yet.
Who drafted Joakim?
Sure. Okay. Yes, there are examples of the Gar and John Pegg's in front office doing good things. They didn't screw up picking Derrick Rose with the number one pick. Good for you guys.
What joy did the D-Wade season in Chicago bring you, though? Zero.
None. I hated it from start to finish. I absolutely hated it.
So there's peaks and valleys.
Okay, that's
Gar.
Not true. When Rajon Rondo posted on Instagram sticking up for the young guys Wade and Butler were like, we're going to take our own private helicopters to and from practice if we go to practice. I liked that. I liked Rondo's Instagram post.
You like that, Joey?
Hashtag my vets.
Joey, has this been everything you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I was going to say before we started, this is probably the most excited I've ever been for an episode. Between the vegetables it's been a great day.
I hated so much. And maybe he did it intentionally, and maybe he didn't do it intentionally. Uh-huh. But anytime he spoke to the media, and thus to Bulls fans by extension, he spoke like he thought he was the smartest person in the room and that every Bulls fan out there listening was dumb and that he could pull the curtains over our eyes. And it drove me freaking crazy. And guess what? Anytime the hypocrisies of what he said and what he did were called out, it didn't matter. Because nobody who mattered above him in that organization was listening or cared. And that drove me freaking crazy. At the end of the day, at least Dwayne Wade is a Hall of Fame basketball player.
It's true. It's the nicest thing I've NBA ever heard champion. You say about him.
Like, I got not a lot of love for Wade, but at least I credit and respect him for that.
And he married well. You love Gabrielle Union.
There's another reason.
Yes. He loves Gabrielle.
I love her.
Yes. He's a big fan.
I mean,
and his parenting is like elite of the elite.
Yes, that's true too. That's true. Excellent parent.
Yeah. So for all of those reasons, it's Gar by a mile.
Somebody here at CHGO who wishes to remain nameless was telling me earlier today they were walking into the United Center to go to work. Gar comes in behind them. They're holding the door open, not even a thank you. I think D-Wade would have given a thank you. I think he's might be a nicer guy.
Might be. He's nice to me.
D-Wade would have said thank you.
Yeah, okay, but that's because everyone's nice to Big Dave because Big Dave's nice to everyone. I have heard multiple stories like that, Joey, of Gar not being, let's just say, the cheeriest person.
Yes.
The outwardly friendly person.
Outwardly friendly. Well, Will, even though you got it incorrect, you still get the vacation and the trip, sir.
Look,
so
man, 40% on threes is not bad.
Oh, it's not at all. It's not at all, sir. Congratulations.
You know, Mike, my hate's real finicky. You did your best.
We will
like
do this again.
There's some inconsistent logic, you know.
Okay, it's hate. There is true logic
but
for hate.
The most impressive thing is that he got the answer correct when it was LeBron or Paul.
Yeah,
and I wrote yes, and he said yes.
Dude, so we will do this again. We'll do this
Those
one more
hard.
Time.
This is a good question from Adam as well in the comments.
Oh.
Closed-toed shoes or a button-up shirt?
Oh. Ooh. Oh, closed-toed shoes for sure.
He's not a fan.
Like, I don't – if I have to put on a button-up shirt in the summertime, I'll be rolling up the sleeves and I'll deal with it. But if I'm ever wearing closed-toed shoes in the summer when I shouldn't be, it drives me crazy.
What do you call closed-toed shoes, Matt?
Prisons for my feet.
We were in Vegas for Summer League, and we're going to go to, like, a fancy casino dinner. And he was like, well, can't go because they won't allow sandals. He abstained.
We were waiting in line at dinner, and that guy was trying to convince us to come to this club for bottle service. And he's like,
oh, right.
And
he's
like, now it appears that you guys are mostly up to the dress code. And then he pointed at my feet. I was like, dude, you're barking up the wrong tree, man.
He's like, not going to happen. Keep it moving.
He's going to run home. Like, I'll be like, right
take,
back.
Take this bottle service preach to someone else. These Berks are staying on my feet.
Gotta have them, man. Oh, that was fun, Matt.
That was fun.
That's fun. What's next then?
Well, what's next is some ad reads.
Ad reads sound good.
Today's episode brought to you guys by PointsBet. The best way to support CHGO is to download the PointsBet app and use code CHGO when you sign up. If you do that, you're going to get those two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Don't hate that. Love that.
Free money.
Free money.
That's not it, though. If you make a $50 more first-time deposit at PointsBet, you'll receive a free membership to CHGO.
Free money.
Unlocks all of our amazing web content. You'll even get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. We got some fairly new ones that dropped, including that dope CHGO Skyline one.
Yes.
That you modeled.
You and I were modeling them the other day.
Can we get the model picture?
Yeah, get the model picture of Peck up there, man. Show that dude in all his glory, the thirst trap.
I do not
that
have
that dude was putting out there.
Have an alternate career path as a model. I am very certain of that.
Oh, you were amazing. You were amazing. Go ahead.
That's 2,000 free bets, a free CHGO membership, a free shirt from the CHGO merch locker, all for just making a $50 first time deposit points bet. And you want to do that anyway because of all the fun you can have betting and elevating your live betting game. If you see an edge in the game you're watching or your favorite team is primed for a comeback, don't just watch the game. Bet along with it live. PointsBet has more live betting, more live markets, and faster live cash outs. That's the part where you get the money you won.
That's a beautiful
thing. Follow along with your bets. The moment they hit, stay in the live action all game long. Download the PointsBet app right now and use that promo code CHGO. So what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate your live betting game. Once the game starts, don't just bet. Will the thrill.
Live your bet life.
Live it!
Mm.
Oh, is that on the screen right now, Joey? Oh, look at that. Look at it, man. Look how beautiful
that
is.
Shout out to photographer Casey.
Shout out to Case.
Shout out. Great job, man.
Mostly the Sears Tower that looks beautiful in the background behind me.
Oh, stop. Oh, Mention's going crazy.
Thirst trap.
Thirst trap, baby. Let me throw it about there. Don't sleep on them thirst traps. Let me throw it about there. And don't sleep on getting yourself healthy and getting yourself together. And one way to do it is using those 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source, superfoods, probiotics, and, of course, oh, my God, you can't forget it, the adaptogens. They help you start your day right. You know what I'm talking about. The Athletic Greens, y'all. That special blend of ingredients that support your gut health, nervous system, immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all those awesome things. And it costs less than $3 a day. It's cheaper than getting all those different supplements yourself. You're investing in the all-in-one nutritional insurance. Vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, less than 1 gram of sugar. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals, no artificial anything. And it does all this while still tasting good. And also, just take the word of the well-traveled, perfectly coiffed hair man over here. They call Will the Thrill the Goat Gottlieb. Sir, I know you'd be down with the
Greens. I walked into the studio today to find that we had a shipment of Athletic Greens waiting for us. And they had a sleeve of the travel packs.
Ooh.
30 travel packs in one box.
That's what you need.
And it was exactly what I needed.
I believe they call that kismet.
It was kismet. Okay?
It was.
I'm just packing that. I might take a couple more.
Take a couple more with you.
Pack your Berks, pack your AG, you're good to go.
I got my
microphone. 2 months in Brazil.
Oh.
I got my AG1.
What else he need?
And I got my Berks.
And he got his Berks. And he's got his pen.
That's all I need in life.
That's right. He's got his laptop so he keep writing them hot articles right there. So, to make it easy for y'all, we're going to give you 1 year supply of that immune support and vitamin D for free. And you get 5 free travel packs, the packs he was just speaking on, y'all, with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bulls. That's athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bulls to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Because it's Athletic Greens. You scoop it, you dump it, you shake it, you drink it. You feel it.
Oh, feel it.
Can you say adaptogens for me one more time?
Adaptogens.
Yes. I needed that before I left.
Got to have it.
You know what adaptogens really helps with is your point guardsmanship. They really boost that up.
They boost that on up, man. That's
this, this has been the best episode.
Dude, we had to give you one more point guardsmanship before you left for Brazil, Will.
This is elite.
Because that one's going to last you a while.
Yes.
I mean, you're still going to be popping in and joining us for some episodes remote, but you needed one more face-to-face point guardsmanship.
I need one more. Point guard.
And I threw out Diatribe for him too.
He hit appreciated Diatribe
that. He appreciated that.
We
as
are
well.
Winning. Yeah. We are out here winning.
Yes, sir.
Colin is suggesting that we play sometime. How about what does Dave love more?
Oh,
that would we that might that be earlier. Even harder for you to answer those questions than it was honestly, for me to answer my hate question.
It is because it's easy to talk about the hate.
Dave loves so many things so aggressively.
Yes, I do. He's right. He's right. I do. I love so many things. I'd be interested to see. That is true, man, because there are some questions that would be tough for me to answer, like what do I love more of?
And Charlie said, whatever the question is, Colin, Matty Legend is going to win. If it's Matty Legend versus fill in the blank.
Versus everybody. Let's go. I mean, let's go. Give me the legend. Give me the legend. I got to hit him up, make sure he's okay. I'm sure
he's
were
you upset that Matty Legend's number was not on that graphic that our CHGO social team came out with and dropped today?
I wasn't
the
upset.
The best numbers, the best to everywhere, every number, zero.
No, I was supposed to be numbers of Chicago legends.
Yes, correct.
Is Matty Legend
his name
not a Chicago legend?
Is Matty
his
Legend.
Name is
well, see,
legend.
Here's the thing. This is why I was not upset, because I don't think the world was ready, to go ahead and see that number,
classic,
have their eyes bugged out of their head when in that greatness moment right there. I didn't want him to take away from all the other numbers that were there.
So you're saying Matty Legend is the Kanye of Chicago sports athletes. Mm. The world's just not ready for his greatness yet.
Just not ready. They'll catch up.
What,
they'll catch up.
I've already forgotten what number that Matt Thomas just wore this past season.
2-1, baby. The greatest 21
oh,
of all
right.
time. Remember when I told that on Twitter?
Right. That was a hotly contested number. Stan Mikita. Sammy Sosa. Matt Legend.
Ooh,
you know,
I forgot about Sammy Sosa.
All good ones.
Right.
Jimmy G Buckets.
And Buckets.
People. Who?
All right. I mean, no. You got to give it to Stan over Jimmy.
But
in my opinion, Stan Mikita is rightfully the better 21 over Jimmy Buckets.
That is fair.
Him over Sosa. Sosa was
Sosa's tough.
Man.
Although, dude, you know,
Sammy was that dude,
like,
bro.
Sosa hasn't stepped foot in Wrigley Field in like 2 decades or
it's
whatever.
It's not his fault.
I know it's not his fault.
It's not his fault. I'm sure he's trying to come back.
One of many ways in which the Ricketts are just really killing it recently. Yeah. Good job, guys. Good job, Ricketts. Man, I feel so bad for our Cubs crew here at CHGO.
They do the Lord's work.
Man, at least when the Bulls sucked, we only had to watch 82 of them.
That's true. That's
162
true.
Games of just awful baseball run by awful people.
And we started in March.
What?
We started in March. There was like 20 games left.
That's true.
They've had a whole season.
Yeah, got a whole season
awfulness.
To do it. That's true. That's true. That's true, man. Well, let's get into the fun stuff, man.
All right. Well, yeah, we're going to just keep the fun rolling because it's Will's last day in studio before his trip. It's big day's first day back.
Thank you.
So, a day of fun can't be had without some random Bulls generator.
Oh, there it is.
Boom.
Hit that. Oh, I'm ready for this, man. I love the random Bulls generator. It's one of the best things ever.
So fun.
I am excited for
this. It's our first time playing in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We took a break from it.
We haven't had fun in a long time.
It's just no fun had on the show.
In Vegas, covering the draft.
Yeah, you know, no
free
biggie.
Agency.
Yeah, you know, we don't do anything
Vegas,
like that.
Vegas, no fun there.
Zero fun.
Roulette. Zero fun, sir.
Zero fun. What? Did I tell you I had a dream about a roulette table? I really did. I had a dream about a roulette
this
table.
Guy.
I didn't play. Like, I don't know why, but I had my own, like, portable roulette table. Like, and I was
like
sitting.
Like your portable.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
It was, like, compact and portable, and I could carry it, and everybody was asking, who's got a roulette table? I was like, oh, I got one. I was, like, going to sit it out. I don't know why, but that's what I was dreaming. Seriously. This,
you don't
dream.
Know why?
That's, no, I don't.
That's a pretty clear message from Dream You, telling Awake You that we should go back to Vegas and play some more roulette. Will's leaving. He gets to go to Brazil for 2 months. Let's go to Vegas.
And this is why we're not roommates, right?
God, can you imagine going back to Vegas right now? I cannot.
Oh, no. Well, not right now while the entire country is just on fire with temperatures.
Yes, no, it's super hot. You don't want that. You all complained about the heat more than I did. You all complained about the heat, man, which is impressive. But it's just that humidity. If it was humid, then I really would have been out of there. Matt got Dave hooked. Hey, man, I tell you all the time, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I can make my own decisions. I enjoyed it. I did. I had a great time,
it's
and I'll do it
fun.
Again. But hook means that I can't wait to play it. I can have the dream. I'll be fine. I'm not going to a roulette table anytime soon, all right?
One of my buddies, Connor, is on a work trip in Vegas right now, and he was texting me yesterday. I texted him back. I said, play 23 on the roulette
table. Play 23.
Table. It won't let you down.
It will not.
Oh, it let me down so, so very many times.
Oh, man, dude. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, just that one time that was really, really brutal.
It was.
It's okay, though.
But we won.
All right. Will, you want to go first?
Yeah.
On the Random Bulls generator?
Thrillenium going first.
Random Bulls generator never lets you down.
Hit it, Joseph.
Who we got?
Oh, my goodness. What?
What?
What is... Okay.
Does he not look like Draymond?
Wow, you're right. He does look like Draymond. That is a Draymond-looking basketball player, but I'm assuming not a Draymond-skilled basketball player. Oh, wow. Okay, so it's fairly newer-looking.
I want to say this is post-dynasty shit bowls. Somebody?
Yeah.
Because it looks too modern to be 80s.
Yeah, it's super clean, man. But
and he's not from the 90s teams.
But it's wild because you can see the taco meat, and that's rare in the NBA right here, seeing the taco meat on the chest. You know what I mean? That's very, very rare.
I'm sorry. Run that by me one more time.
The taco meat. His hair. The chest hair. You can
taco
see
taco meat?
Yeah, the taco. You never heard it called taco meat?
No.
You've never heard this before. Joey. Thank you, Joey. Tell
you
this dude to come
to,
hang out.
You refer to chest hair as taco meat.
It's that
meat.
Taco meat, baby.
Have you heard that before, Will?
Yes.
Cannot say that I have.
Yeah,
listen to
what?
A song. Listen to music. Hang around me more. It's
Kendrick
been
and Pusha T. Kendrick and Pusha T. Nostalgia.
Taco
that's
meat laying
reason.
On his gold.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yes, I have. No.
We've been calling it taco
you know
meat
what? Never mind.
Around our area for a very, very,
not,
very
I'm
going to
not
long
say.
Time.
I want to say Thomas. No, not Thomas Bryant. Mark Bryant.
Mark
Thomas Bryant.
Bryant. Wow, that do look like Mark Bryant.
It is Mark Bryant.
Yo!
Ding, ding, ding.
There it is. Come on, Maddie.
Got it.
Come on, Maddie.
I was like, wait, no. Thomas Bryant is a modern NBA player. But and then my brain played a trick on me for half a second. And then I was trying to remember his first name. It's Mark. Mark Bryant.
Yeah.
Very
big man,
well big done. Man who played like what? Like the first season post-Dynasty? Second
something like
season?
That. Yeah.
88, 89.
Yeah.
Wait,
9 80, points.
88, 89, or 98, 99?
98. He's 98. Right, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. 9 points.
9 points.
Yeah.
5.2 rebounds.
Yeah.
Shot 48% from the field.
Yeah.
In 45 games. 27 minutes per game.
I don't remember him stinking.
He was just like average on a bunch of teams.
Yeah, he was just there.
But like had a pretty
but
long career.
He is
right?
A good big man coach in the league now.
Yeah.
With the Suns. Worked with Steven Adams and DeAndre Ayton,
yes.
Guys like that. He's a good big man coach.
Right, because the Suns is exactly the team where I remember him from, was the Suns. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. His freaking basketball reference page picture is great. It is clearly towards the end of his career.
Okay.
Yeah, last season
less like
with
Dream
the Sixers,
the
and he has just the nastiest soul patch and weighs roughly 300 pounds.
The game's been good to him, baby.
Yeah.
Basketball reference. The game's been good to old Mark Bryant. I'm interested to hear like the PHNX and how they feel about Mark Bryant. You know what I'm saying? They might have some Mark Bryant stories, man.
Maybe.
Oh, that, look at him. Oh, yeah. He's a rap.
Look. So
oh, he was with Philly. I forgot.
He was. It was one of the three teams he played for in his final season, which was 2002-2003.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he was on that Blazers team that the Bulls met in the finals in 92.
Wow. He was all over, man. Shout out Mark Bryant. Having
man,
a nice career.
That's got to be rough.
And like you said, we're out here coaching as
good,
well.
Good careersmanship.
Yeah, and was on the Blazers team that went to the finals and lost to the Bad Boy Pistons.
Okay, all right.
Arrived in Houston the year after the Rockets won their second of their back-to-back in the mid-90s. Dude, this poor guy just missed out on a title like five different times.
And with the Suns 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed out again.
And played for the Spurs the year before they won their 03 title.
So Having Mark Bryant is good because he'll get you there.
Poor Mark Bryant.
But I don't know about he'll get you over the hump.
Someone just give that man a ring.
Give it to him, man. He's earned. He saw the soul patch. Oof. He earned that right there.
That is a good random bull right there.
Very well done. Very well done. All right, who's up next?
I'm glad I pulled that name out of my butt. Go for it. Let's just go right down the line.
All right,
baby.
Here we go. Here we go. Pull that right there. There you are.
What?
I just saw this picture online, and I still don't know who it
is.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I've for sure seen this dude.
That's what triggered it for me.
And his picture.
Is that Mark K?
Is it Mark K? No, it's Tim Legler's uglier brother.
Oh, man. He says it, Mark K, yo.
Is that 13 he's wearing?
That is 12.
Or 12.
That is 12 that he's wearing.
Kirk
that is number
dad?
12.
What?
I don't know, man.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let
somebody
y'all know.
In the comments get it right.
I'd be impressed if they did.
Well, somebody in the comments got Wills. So.
Okay. So I'll tell you, he played during the 2000. For the Bulls. He was, you know, when the Bulls were just elite trash.
Yeah, no, he looks like he was trash. He was not playing because Marcus Fizer was getting his minutes.
This is a dark place. We've gone the other direction.
What a dark time, man.
The name that keeps popping into my head is Sungali, and I know that's not right.
Sungali, no? It's not that. You want to take a swing at it, Will?
I got
no?
nothing.
I swear, it's Tim Legler and Wally Zerbiak's ugly love child.
Okay. It is Matt Maloney.
Oh, Matt Maloney.
That's who that is.
Wow.
A point guard. I saw, and Will's correct, I saw that picture put up when we were talking about greatest number 12s. I saw who I'm thinking is his brother put up that picture of him. And I was like, wait a minute, who is that? So I got that. And then I went and did some research on him. And now I'm completely fascinated. He came into the league 96, 97 with the Houston Rockets. When he got there, not one, but both of their starting point guards were out for the year with injury, and he had to start the entire season. And he played all 82. He played them games, man. And he was on the all-rookie team for that. So that's Olajuwon, Barkley, and Clyde Drexler. That team went to the Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
And lost, obviously,
yep,
to the Utah Jazz, 4-2.
Wow.
And he was on the all-rookie team. But yes.
Maloney.
Talk about guys that just missed out on titles. 96-97 Rockets, and then he was with the Bulls 1999 to 2000.
Yep.
And that's tough.
And so I asked him, because I looked at that roster, and I saw on that roster was one Will Perdue. So I said, hey, let me ask Will Perdue if he has any thoughts on Matt Maloney.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
And of course he does.
There's no way Will Perdue does not have thoughts on Matt Maloney.
And Will Perdue says, quoting, he's better than people thought. He's smart, gritty, understood his limitations, old school point guard, perfect guy to handle your second unit. That is from the great Will Perdue.
Shout out, Will.
Yes.
We need a documentary that's just Will Perdue talking about Matt Maloney, NBA legend.
So shout out to him, man. He had a nice career. He had a really nice career. He was a solid guard. If his numbers tell you that, he was solid. And like I said, he started the entire year and went to the Western Conference Finals. So shout out to him for that.
Shout out Will Perdue, too. He was number 32 on the jersey list. He made
that. And I said that to Will Perdue, and I let him know, as you can see here, I put it on there and I sent it to him.
Once again.
That you made the list, and he said, thank you.
He said, damn right.
Our guy.
About time to put some respect on my name.
Matt Maloney made the all-rookie team in 96-97.
Yes. Exactly what I said. Yes.
Wow.
The all-rookie team, he made it. And how could you not? You started all the games for a team that went to a Western Conference Finals. Yeah, you get on the all-rookie team.
That's wild.
Yeah, Matt Maloney. Now, that's a solid NBA career, something you can tell your kids about.
That is a name that my Bulls fan brain completely deleted.
Deleted.
Wow.
All right.
That is
it.
Like, when you said the first name Matt, I was like, okay, I was starting to guess what his last name was, and I was...
And it wasn't going to be Maloney.
Nowhere close. Nowhere close.
It was Maloney. Baloney.
All right. We got one. Actually, you know what? Before we do this last one, Big Dave, give our friends at PointsBet one more quick shout out, would you please?
That is true, sir, because if you enjoy CHGO, one way to continue to help us to grow, that rhyme, is to download that PointsBet app and use that code CHGO when you sign up. Because not only are you going to get those two, count them, two risk-free bets up to $2,000. But if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you will receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all of that awesome web content. And you'll even get that free T-shirt of your choice from that CHGO locker that you saw this man over here to my right modeling so, so damn well.
Mm.
Oh, and in case you missed it, and I don't think you did, but if you live here in this wonderful state of Illinois, even though it is ridiculously hot, you can stay inside, and get signed up to get you some betting on that PointsBet app. You can download that PointsBet app and register right now. Your account from here, this is the start, to here, to finish, all from here, your phone. You'll be signing up with the fastest sportsbook, easier than ever, so you can start living your bet life.
In seconds. I got you.
So what do you think you...
I got you.
So what are you waiting for? Because once the game starts, you don't just bet.
Will Millennium. Millennium. Tell them what to do. You live your bet life.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
I like how you just got really loud and aggressive on a part that was really random.
Yeah, super random.
Easier than ever! Sorry, I'm having some trouble controlling the volume of my voice. Wow. That was a weird one. I'm not going to lie.
The Austin
that
was Powers. A weird one. Oh, man. He went to the Austin over you. Oh, my God. He went to the Austin over you. God, I love that movie. Oh.
Man.
Who are these people?
What is happening?
Take us home, Joey.
Come on, Joey. Come on.
Oh, we got one more. We got one more. Random Bulls generator.
We got one more.
Here we go. Spin that. Whatever that thing is called. Handle. Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh. Is that Bizarro Fred Hoiberg?
Is that Jake Voskel?
Oh, my God. You got it right away.
Oh, yes, baby. Come on.
Impressive.
Come on.
How did you guess it that quickly?
I just looked and I saw. That's how it works out.
No, how do you know Jake Voskel that well?
I mean, I'm not proud of him, but I do.
He's like a chubbier Vanilla Ice. When I was looking back through some old Bulls reference pages, I was like, why do I have no memory of this guy? Because he looks like he's trying to be like a 90s
because
boy band preppy guy.
1.9 points per game in 16 games with the Bulls.
Impressive.
As a second round draft pick rookie.
Was
he out of UConn?
Deep cut.
He was out of oh my. Yes, he was at UConn.
Yep, out of UConn.
Doesn't
yeah.
even say on his
my brain is weird,
reference
yo.
Page.
It don't even say it.
It doesn't even say.
you, Joe, I have impressed Joey, by the way.
My brain is weird, yes, y'all. That's an understatement. I could count. I don't think I can name one person from the entire Random Bulls Generator series, which it shouldn't be surprising to anybody, but the fact that you're able to name in 5 seconds flat a 1.9 points per game scorer who played 16 games with the team. That is just incredible.
And
22 years ago.
And his college.
Yeah. Incredible.
Well, if he played for UConn in the early 2000s, that may have meant that he like actually was a successful
yes.
college player.
Yeah, because UConn was that deal.
Right.
At that point in time, man. That was that the Ray Allen time?
Let's see here.
He might have been on that team with Ray Allen. But we have to check and see. But they had some dogs on those teams.
He was the starting center of the 1999 NCAA National Championship team.
Wow.
The squad also featured Rip Hamilton.
Rip Hamilton, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Wow. Also, one of the few players, I mean, if you're talking about the entire analog or the entire catalog of people who have played in the NBA over its entire history, who can say he was a Charlotte Bobcat.
Wow. Oh, I'm sure he's impressed.
From 2005 to 2007. Remember the Bobcats? Remember when there was an NBA team called the Bobcats?
How long did that last? That was pretty quick.
I had a Bobcats. I had a jersey. I had an Emeka Okafor Bobcats jersey.
Wow.
That is.
You poor child.
It was cool, actually.
Did you find it like lying in a gutter and then decide to make it yours?
Yes.
I don't know why. I really liked Emeka Okafor.
You know why I like the name the Bobcats? Was because of the person who named it, you could just tell he was just being arrogant about it. And I loved it because the owner was Bob Johnson, who created BET.
Yeah.
And he was like the first black billionaire. And that's the reason he got the team, and he called them the Bobcats. Because I'm Bob Johnson. He was like, you get a team, you can name whatever you want to.
Love that.
But I'm not the Bobcats. It's like, you know, the what do you call it? The Mayans or something? I don't know.
Whatever don't know. Name
you would call them, dog.
MJ didn't switch their name to, like, the Jordanaires when he bought them. Although, you know, I wouldn't put it past them.
Right, the Pecs.
But to me, like, that, when I was so relieved when the when the New Orleans franchise was like, okay, we're the Pelicans now.
Yeah.
And then the Hornets went back to being the Hornets in Charlotte.
Because they have a connection.
It bugged the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I was, like, grew up on Kendall's Hornets.
Yes,
you know?
Correct.
The Muggsy and LJ and Lonzo Hornets. When they switched to the Bobcats, I was like, well, this is not okay.
Who do you think of when you hear Charlotte Bobcats?
Gerald Wallace.
Exactly. This is why I love him.
And
this is exactly who I think of.
What's the other dude's name? He played at UNC.
UNC. Sean May?
No, but
I think May was on that team. I think Sean May was a Bobcat.
Am I crazy or was Baron Davis briefly a Bobcat?
Probably could have been. Everybody was a Bobcat. Wasn't Steven Jackson a Bobcat?
Steven Jackson was for sure a Bobcat.
Okay. Speaking of
Kemba.
Kemba Walker.
Kemba was a Bobcat.
They were Steven Jackson.
Oh, were you thinking of Raymond Felton?
Raymond Felton.
That might have been it.
Yeah.
Boris Diaw was a Bobcat.
Yow.
One of my favorite players of all time.
Boris Diaw?
Love that dude.
Wow, interesting.
I love unathletic guys who can pass. Like Jokic.
He's got a type. He's got Gerald Henderson. Charlie throws out. Yes.
That's another one.
From Indiana. Yes. Gerald Henderson. He had a long career, too. Pretty solid career. That man looked like he was 45 when he walked in the league.
Favorite Bulls of yours from years past, who was also a Charlotte Bobcat?
Favorite Bull of mine? Oh, Ben Gordon.
Correct.
Yes.
I had completely forgotten that Ben Gordon was a Bobcat.
Adam Morrison. Devin dropped Adam Morrison. Oh, man.
One of the guys on that list of incredible college basketball players.
Incredible.
Terrible NBA player.
Horrific. We knew it, though.
Was it the stash's fault?
Or the hair?
He failed in the NBA?
Maybe the hair.
The hair and the stash?
Maybe the combo of both.
No love for Tyrus Thomas?
Oh. Well, somebody just said it. The Ill State of Mind show just said it right there.
Shout out also to Amelia who threw Rajah Bell in there.
Rajah
Bell.
What a throwback.
Remember when Kobe just didn't know who Rajah Bell was? That was a great moment in NBA history.
Oh,
Brevin Knight. Marquez says Brevin Knight.
Wow.
Oh, man, dude.
Dude, I don't know when or why we should, but we should do a deep dive on the history of the Charlotte Bobcats on our Bulls podcast.
I know some people from North Carolina. Carolina, who might want to speak about that.
There you go. Guys, it is sadly 4:00 Chicago time. We are out of time, which means we say farewell to Will. Will's going to be off tomorrow while we let him deal with his travel day because he is jetting back to Brazil like the high-class citizen that he is.
The flexing.
I'm in economy. Don't worry.
Economy. If you were flying first class to Brazil, I was thinking about, dude.
What would it look like?
Hook me up with your money manager.
If I went business class on this, had one of those reclining chairs.
Yeah.
It's like $3,500.
I would have a lot of respect for you. I mean, I have a lot of respect for you. Yeah. That would be a different
even
level.
More of the respect that we have.
But fear not, Dave and I will be back for a live episode tomorrow, 3:00 per usual. We'll be remote. We won't be in the studio, but we will be live on that CHGO Sports YouTube channel.
Special guest.
3:00 tomorrow. Special guest. Y'all know him. Y'all love him. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, subscribe to the CHGO Sports channel if you aren't already. Twitter. Bow, BNWL Sports.
Bow.
Won't Gottly, Bulls _ Peck. And help us climb to 5,000 CHGO _Bulls so y'all can see this dude wearing his Tires and Tukes outfit for an episode.
I am not looking forward to this.
Keep it right here. 4:30. We got a Cubs show coming up. Still All-Star break. No Cubs or Sox tonight, but Cubs doing a show at 4:30. CHGO Studio is hopping right now.
It is. A lot going on.
Let's end the show.
Most crowd I've seen. It's
seriously. Yeah, that's what I have.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Hit that thumbs up button if you like today's episode. Helps us out a lot. Hope you enjoyed this random fun episode. I'm going to go throw the rest of this sandwich away. Till tomorrow. See you, Red. Be good.